just seemed the Olympic sheet. We just weren't moving our feet well enough, you know. And like I said, they're a much improved team, so you can't look past anybody. And not that we were that game. I just didn't feel we had a lot of energy in the game. Didn't seem like we, you know, created a lot or played off each other very well. And consequently, we ended up on the wrong end of the score, even though we maybe outshot them and outchanced them. And the one positive in the game was we really limited Anchorage to, you know, the scoring opportunities. So even though they got three goals, it might look like a lot, but there weren't many in the game, and I thought we did a real good job in that sense. But we still need a goal here, a goal there. We couldn't get a bounce or a break or finish. You know, we had some good opportunities. I'll give you an example. It's 2-1 in that game, and Blake Piatola gets a heck of a chance. You know, he walks down shorthanded, did everything right. You know, he faked their player, cut across the ice, you know, had the goalie leaning, you know, took a good shot, but that was a big-time save. And that's what you need from your goaltenders. There's a certain point in a game where you need that save. And I thought Gunderson made that save. You know, it was about 5-6 minutes left in the game, and that was a game-changing save. So we had some opportunities. We did a lot of good things. Played well defensively. We just couldn't generate enough offense in the game.
You had a better look at that Blake Piatola shot than we did. We were on the other side of the rink. Was he going glove side on that?
Yes, he was. Because he had the goalie. He is moving the goalie from, from our bench, from right to left, and he was going to shoot across the grain. When you watch the tape again, the goaltender was way out of the net. I mean, he was very aggressive, and that's probably what helped them make that save. So, like I said, Tanner Carroll drove the net. It's one thing we practice. We call it a drive cut, where the inside player, the you know, he drives the net, and the outside player cuts off behind him. And there's a little bit of distraction and screen and whatnot. But I give Gunderson credit. He's played fairly well this year. Played really well in the game, actually, and made a big-time save there.
All right, so we fall 3-1 on Friday night to Anchorage, trying to come back and get something out of Saturday night to salvage the weekend. And we score first in the game at the 9-12 mark. Ryan Fern from the Michigan Tech Huskies gets his third goal of the season. Mike Neville and Malcolm Gould get the assist. Pretty play from Mike Neville, and here's how it sounded.
Michigan Tech will win the draw inside of their zone. Up the center ice, 2-on-1 for the Huskies. Neville coming down, passes it over, shot, scores! Ryan Fern with a one-timer buries it for the Huskies on a brilliant play by Neville, and the Huskies take the lead 1-0 with 10:48 left to go in period number one.
So a nice play there by Neville, and that was chipped up there by Malcolm Gould on the play.
Well, real good play. It all started with a breakout in our zone. Malcolm Gould was on the wing on the boards, and he's getting some pressure from the defenseman. And we practiced this a lot lately, and Malcolm did a real nice job of feeling the pressure from their defenseman, pinching down on him, and chipped the puck out. And consequently, we got a two-on-one out of it. And Mike Neville made a great play. You know, it was a two-on-one. You see a lot of times on two-on-ones, the player with the puck entering the offensive zone will hold on to it too long or carry it too deep, and all of a sudden he runs out of options. He's either got to shoot, you know, because he's too tight now, or he's got to pass it because, you know, defenseman's tried to force him. And but Michael Neville moved the puck before the top of the circles in the offensive zone on the two-on-one. When you can move the puck that early, then it creates a lot of different situations. And Ryan Fern made no mistake. I mean, that's a great shot. He didn't even handle it, didn't even receive the puck and what we call dust it off or stick handle it. He just shot it, and he had nothing but net. And big goal, great goal, and got us off to a real good start.
And when you're talking about getting rid of that puck early by the guy that's passing, you're talking about options, right? Because you leave that guy that gets the puck with more options, more time to either give it back or to shoot.
Yeah, more time, and that's what happened. And like I said, usually you'll carry it. You'll see guys carry it too deep in towards the net. And everything's it's like in football in the red zone. All of a sudden, you know, if you have a whole field to work with, it's a lot easier. All of a sudden, you start shrinking the field down. There's less room and less time to do things and condensed space. And that's similar to 2-on-1. The closer you get to the net, you know, there's less room to
negotiate. Easier to cover.
Easier to cover, whatnot. So, great play, big goal, and like I said, got us off to the start we needed to get off to on Saturday night.
Well, then that darn player, Jordan Quaz, again, ties it up at the 11:15 mark on the power play. Blake Tatchell and Hudson Friesen once again getting another assist on that. And again, our penalty kill kind of letting us down.
Yeah, it did, and he got open in front of the net, and Phoenix could not do anything about that. And both their power play goals, or sorry, both their goals on Saturday, we left their guy all alone. So we got run around a little bit. They had two power play goals, and I'd say blown coverage. You just can't leave a guy like Kwas alone in front of the net, and he was all alone. So, you know, tough goal to give up, but like I said, you know, we gave him way too much room. We got to make sure we're covering the dangerous guy in front of the net. And sometimes you run out of position to cover a guy behind the net or deep in the corner, especially in the Olympic sheets. You got a longer way to go. And sure enough, he was all alone and made no mistake.
1-1 after one. This is game two of the Anchorage series. And the Huskies then go into the second period and score a goal at the 4:07 mark. Tanner Carroll, his second of the weekend, second power play tally of the weekend to give the Huskies their second lead of the game.
Here's Patan with a shot just wide of the net. Rebound! And it scores! It went in on the rebound. Tanner Carroll able to bury it for the Huskies. And nobody knew it was in until the red light finally went on. And the referee made no signal until he saw the red light go on. And the Huskies take a 2-1 lead on a 5-on-3 power play.
Alex Patan had a great opportunity there, took the shot but missed the net, bounces right back out in front, and Tanner Carroll racing to the corner of the net, found some way to kind of tap it in between the goaltender Gunderson and the post.
Yeah, it was a weird goal, actually. Alex Patan had a really good scoring opportunity and got off a real good shot, and he missed the net. And it was similar to the goal the night before the Alaska score, where the end boards are very lively, so as Alex shot it, he came off the end boards right back to Tanner, who was driving the net, and Tanner just sort of chipped it. You know, he didn't get to take a real big shot or anything like that, and beat Gunderson short side. So I think it caught Gunderson off guard, and it seemed like it caught the referees, everybody off guard, because it was a weird angle. You couldn't really tell if it went in or not, you know. Like I said, because Tanner really didn't shoot it, just sort of pushed it or chipped it, but big goal, not how you drop your power play to score, but nonetheless, we'll take it.
Well, we mentioned this during the broadcast up there, but Anchorage had the loose nets. The netting was much looser than how they are normally, and for that reason, it was tough to see that the puck was either on the on the outside of the net or on the inside of the net.
Well, that's happened a few times in both games, both series, because the netting is so loose, so a lot of times you'll see even on the outside when it hits the net, and the net sort of buckles or moves a little bit, and you can't tell if the shot went in or hit the side of the net. But nonetheless, we'll take that goal, and it was important to get the next one and gave us a lead again.
We outshoot them by a lot in that second period on Saturday night, 10-5. We only get the one goal. We're up by one. We go into the third, and we give up the game-tying goal at the 7:55 mark. Austin Coldwell gets his second of the season. Tatchell and Kwas. Again, Kwas all over the stat sheet, the scoring sheet that weekend to tie the game up.
Yeah, it was, like I said, another penalty we took, and you know, you're probably going to have to kill one in the third period on the road when you had the lead, and sure enough, we took a penalty, and we had to kill it, and this is the difference between finding a way to win and the teams that are usually in the upper half of the standings versus teams that are bottom, is being able to kill that penalty in that situation. And I tell, you know, our coaches all the time on our team that I'm not concerned with the straight numbers of your power play and your penalty killing as much as I am when you're killing a penalty and when you're scoring a power play goal. To me, that's a lot more important, you know, because if you could go 1-for-10, but if that one goal is in the third period, maybe when you're either behind by a goal or you're tied, whatever, and you need that goal and you get it, that's a heck of a lot more important. So it's an important kill. We didn't do it. We've blown coverage again because he was wide open, if you remember, Dirk, because the defenseman coming in from the point, and we over-pursued the puck in the one side of the ice rink in the corner, and he sort of snuck in from the blue line, and it was all alone, and did a real good job of just holding on to the puck and making Phoenix make the first move, and real good shot. Good goal by them, but again, poor coverage by us on the PK, and you know, it's a big goal for them, but what I like about it is our team didn't buckle, and you know, we played pretty well from that point on, and obviously got a huge point out of Anchorage.
We did. We go to overtime, and only one shot per team. In that overtime period, we outshoot Anchorage 28-18 in that game, but tied 2-2. We salvage a point out of it. Huskies 1-for-5 on the power play. UAA 2-for-5. Both of those goals coming on the man advantage.
Yeah, and that's, we know we have to continue to, we're doing a pretty good job, but we have to continue to get better in that area and win the special teams battle on the road. And that's one of the keys we always talk about, is having success on the road is to, number one, you have to make sure you win the special teams battle. But I thought we played a much better game, Dirk. We had more energy in that game, skated much better, and, you know, the result was obviously better. We got a point out of Anchorage. Felt like we should have had two. It's one of those bad points where, you know, you have the lead and you end up tied and you gave up the lead. But we'll